we're going to get ready to get started. Amen. I want to welcome everyone here that is here. And those that are not here, I want to welcome them too. Those that are not here, I want to welcome. Keep those that are traveling in prayer, and continue to keep those that are logging on to our website in prayer. I know that there are tremendous amount of people that are logging on, and our numbers are ever increasing and getting larger and larger, and we're just waiting for that time to come out and go viral. I truly believe that this is a movement. This is an outpouring of God's Spirit, and it's being poured out on all flesh. And the beauty of it is, it's not a denomination that is that God is pouring this movement out on. He's pouring it out on everyone. You know, I love to hear certain denominations say, you know, God's pouring His Spirit out, and there's a movement, and it's revival. And I'm like, what? Just in the church? No. A true movement of God and an outpouring of His Holy Spirit is being poured out on the common people, the ones who aren't even in the church. That's the way I look at it. And there's a movement right now. There's a flow, and the whole world is crying out, wanting God, wanting a relationship with God, but just don't want any religion. They're lost, they're looking around, they're trying to find them, but they just can't seem to get there. And so those that are here today, welcome. And we have some questions that have come in. One of them was that I want to touch on is, why are we here? Why are we here? And that's a good question. This was someone that was, that came in. I don't want to mention any names that logged on, but why are we here? And does anybody have any idea why we are here? I'll give you an understanding of why we're even here on earth. Why? What is the purpose? Redemption. Oh, did you hear that word earlier today? Because it's true. You know, we came into this world with nothing, okay? And the purpose of us being here, you have to ask yourself, what? To thrive, to try to, you know, have a successful career, to make a lot of money, to eat good, to play good. And then when we come to leave this earth, we die, we leave with nothing, you see? The intentions, really, and this is going to blow you away, but when you know the truth sets you free. And the intentions of God is really just put your time in to be redeemed, to come to be coming back to our Creator, to know God and to come back to Him. And I want to break it down a little bit, because if you... That book that I talk about, the Holy Bible, it's the only book that I've found that bears witness of what happened in my life. My life was changed in a dramatic way, and that's coming out in a book one day. Hopefully it'll be out soon, and, you know, it's time is of the essence, I guess. But it says in that book that you eat, drink, and be merry. Don't be anxious for nothing. Don't worry. If your Heavenly Father loves you and you love your children as much as you do, and we're supposed to be wicked and mean and horrible, and we take care of our children, how much more does our Heavenly Father take care of us? And if you think about it, the whole truth says don't strive. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. Relax, basically. Then it says to be spiritually minded. And if you're carnally minded, it's death. To be spiritually minded, it's life. meditate on these things from above. Don't meditate on the things of the earth. Cast all your cares away. Throw them all away. So where does that really lead you? It leads you basically to do nothing. Kind of just relax. Enjoy tomorrow, because tomorrow has enough that it's going to come. Just enjoy right now. Take this moment and just enjoy. Now, that makes you feel like there's no purpose, right? Makes you feel like, what the heck am I doing here? What am I living for? The truth is, you got a life, and that life is laid out. We don't believe this, we don't know this, because what I said earlier, we're carnally minded. How many of us understand what carnally minded is? Carnally minded is you try to figure things out on your own. We're raised by tradition. Either your father or your mother tell you that you have to do this in order to succeed. You got to get a job. You got to get, you know, you got to make money. You got to do that. All those things, our creator knows that we need it. He knows. He knows what you even are asking for before you even ask. He's created us inside, and he's given us life, and that life he knows already. What we need to do is we need to come to a place of understanding and believing this so that we can get out of being carnally minded. Spiritually minded is, okay, I was created for a purpose, and I want to live this life that I was created for. Because if I know if I live this life that I was created for, that I would get this peace, this joy, this happiness, this true life. Not trying to create something on our own. We end up getting in torment. We end up coming into a place of frustration because we're trying to figure it out. We're walking around with all these questions. Why? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to be? What is that? Yada, yada, yada. What was given to me was these mysteries. Mysteries, and I call them ancient secrets. It is a life that is within each and everybody. It's not religion. It's life. And that life is what we need to find and live. And if you have a passion, you have a desire, you have an unction, you want to be or you want to do, that's the life that we really need to follow. That's the life that we really need to lay down and obey and watch what unfolds. A lot of times, like, I look at a musician. I see Dennis over here, and he wants to be a musician, and all of us know that, you're a musician, you know, what are you going to be, like a street guy that plays on the streets and begs for money or whatever? I mean, how many opinions do you have as far as musicians? But there are lots of them that have taken a hard road and then ended up becoming famous and having such a well-laid-out life that, you know, they end up realizing that it wasn't all about the fame and the fortune, but it was, there's more in life. And then they're able to give back to you know, society or whatever. And, you know, in 99.9%, they tend to give our creator glory. I just want to thank God for the opportunity that I have. I mean, how many have ever watched the Academies, you know? And they're all saying, well, I just want to thank God. I want to thank my creator. I want to thank, you know, the universe for my good fortune. I want to share to those that sent in that question, you know, why we here, is because God has done something. I want to say God, but we're going to identify him as our creator. In the universe, has done something before we even came here. Okay? There was a life, a world that was manifesting itself before this earth was created, going back a tremendous amount of time. And I know it's difficult to really try to follow this right now and understand it, because we're so focused about ourselves and the life that we're living in right now and our own pain and our own suffering and all this other stuff. But to understand why we're here and know the truth of why we're here, it's going to make your life a lot easier, because right now we're struggling, trying to find our way. And it's not God's plan. It's not the Creator's plan for us to struggle and try to figure it out and find our way. How many of you have ever heard that saying, hey, he stepped in, you know, good fortune. Oh, he stepped in it, you know? And everyone looks at success or people that are prospering or blessed in one way or another as goodness, as they did some good deeds. They're just good people, and then good fortune comes to good people. And that's not true, because there's a tremendous of bad people too that are doing very well also. So righteousness, being good, all that stuff has nothing to do about success. Has nothing. It's just the way it happens. You know, it's like this. If I can make it simple for all of us, it's like God's out here dealing a deck of cards. He deals everybody a hand. Okay, you don't know what that hand is. Next thing you know, you lift your cards up and you're like, ah, I got a set of twos. Oh, I got queens. Oh, I got this, I got that, I got this. And everybody has a hand. Now you got to play this hand. You see? Most of us don't like our hands. Most of us don't like the fact that we got this deck we're looking at, this hand of cards that we're looking at. We don't like it. But this is where I want to try to bring a little bit more peace to us tonight. That you got to like it. Okay? You got to like it. You just don't see what's in it. You don't know what and how that hand's going to unfold for yourself. Has anyone ever played poker before? Play poker, play cards, what have you? Okay. When you're with the monks of individuals, sometimes you play a good hand. You might have a pair of twos in here. You're actually the winner out of them all. You just don't know how it's going to unfold. You just don't know. What I do know is God has meant for everyone that is created, a good life. Where we go wrong is we fold, or we make the wrong choice. And I don't want us to fold or make the wrong choice. We can get through our time. See, you got an appointed time when you were born, and you got an appointed time when you're going to die. You got an appointed time. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But you got an appointed time. You could take life in your own hands. Okay? You have control there. You can take it. I've met many people that have taken their life. And I'm like, man, if they could have held off just a little bit more. I was one of them. I was on the verge. We were talking about it earlier. I was on the verge. This close. Didn't know how I was going to do it. But I held out just a little bit. And then all of a sudden, I got saved. My salvation came with an awakening. I didn't accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I didn't do any of these things. I didn't do the 10 steps or nothing. Just one day, boom, I've been enlightened. I was enlightened. Joy came into my heart. Happiness came into me. Something touched me. Something supernatural came over me and changed my life. I had an experience, and that's a whole new story, but my life was changed. And I know what it was like to live in a world. Business, money, success, the whole nine yards, glory. Everybody understands what glory is, right? That's where you want to be something, to be someone. Now I can care less. I just want to get through. I just want to get by. I just want to fulfill the rest of my life and move on. Because there is another life. That's the life after death that not many of us really think about or what we even care about. But that's is true. There is life after death. And I'm not a big talker on life after death because it doesn't matter. If I can't get us to a place of having a life now, what's the purpose of me talking about after death? Because life after death is really the condition of where you're at now. If you have a bad condition now, you're just going to have a bad condition later. It has nothing to do about religion or the traditions of religion on how to live that life afterwards. But let's talk about now. Let's talk about now. Are we happy? We have joy? We have peace? The voices in our head like chattering away? Talking, yada, 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 can't sleep, have anxiety, feel hopeless, feel tired. That's all death. All those symptoms that I spoke about is nothing but death. And we're living death. And that's not life. That's not life. A lot of times, because I know the plan that God has for all of us. I do. I know the plan. I know the plan that God has for you. I know the plan that God has for you. I know the plan that God has for you. And you and you and everybody else that is listening. I know the plan that God has. And I know how to find it. I know how to find it. And I know how to follow it. And that's what I'm here to tell you. How to find it and how to follow it. Because this is why we're here. To live this life that's inside of us. And it's crazy how it works. But when you find this life, you end up giving back to our Creator. We end up giving back. There was a debt that was paid. And there was two definitions of redemption. One was something that was done for us, and our debt was paid. And then there was a definition of us paying that debt back, so to say, so that we can get that redemption. So our Creator did something for us by literally giving us our life back. Now we're put on this earth. And it was an appointed time. What was shown to me was an appointed time. Your birthday is a very special day. It's not by accident. You were born at a special time and a special day. And it was appointed to you from the beginning of creation. Sort of like a cell number. And that was put over you and you came down to live out this life. And that life is written right on your heart. Right on there. Now, we're entered into a condition. And that condition, 99.9%, is sick, lost, dead, totally dark, have no idea what we want, have no idea what we're supposed to be. We had tons of stuff put in us. Based on our education, school, childhood, parents, guardians, whatever, all telling us what we should do, what we should be, how we should do it, how we should be, you know, all that stuff. And the life was buried. It was pushed down. It was buried and pushed down. If I take a minute, take a couple of minutes, and for everybody that's out there listening, take a couple minutes. And let's be real honest with ourselves. What do we want to do? What do we want to do? How do we want to finish living out the rest of our life? If you truly want to live life with peace and get by with ease. I'm talking about get by with ease. not do anything. I guarantee if I asked, what do you want to do? You'd probably, first thing you would say is nothing. I really don't want to do anything. You know, that's a correct statement. I don't want to do nothing. And you know what? I don't believe that you're supposed to do anything. See, there's a force that I know, and it's called the power of, the only way I can describe it is, in a religious term, the power of the Holy Spirit, or the power of God's Spirit. And there are dark spirits, too, that move us. But they're the ones that move us and strive us under lust and all this other stuff. And I don't want to get into that end. I want to get into being free and allowing us to be driven by our Creator's power so that we can be blessed and prosper and have things done supernaturally in your life and things come to you and bless you and they give you. See, our Creator, to Him, to give you the comforts that you want, it's nothing. He's got everything. So it's no big deal. We think it's a big deal, but to Him it's no big deal. So when we enter and find that path that we want, it's like His job to give you everything that you need for that path. So for example, let's say all of a sudden, you know, you come to yourself and you're sitting back and you're sick and tired of the life that you're living because this is the only way it's going to work. Young children, this message and the truth, we can bring them up right into it. But someone like yourself, who's already entrenched into the world, already entrenched into the cares of the world, the responsibilities of the world. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh, I have to have this. I have to eat. I have to have a roof over my head. I have to put clothes on my body. You know, we're put into these thoughts. Well, forget about all those thoughts. Forget about them. And then let's get real. But it's only going to happen if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. This is only going to happen when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's take a minute and say to ourselves, okay, what do I really want to do? What do I really want to do? You might come to a point and say, you know what? I always wanted to be a professional skier. I always wanted to be a professional skier. I just want to ski. Now, that's not me, but I'm just picking this up. Maybe someone listening wants to be a skier, a professional skier. I don't know. But now I say, okay, do it. Oh, I can't. I need money. I need this. I need that. All these lies come in and they start robbing from you. That's having a carnal mind. That's not having a spiritual mind. When you have a carnal mind, it's death. You'll never find your life. You'll never find it. I know this is a bold statement. People can't do it. 99.9%, they can't do it. Because they have too much care. Too much, you know, patterns of the world. They just can't do it. They make up all the excuses they can possibly make up. And if I can just support you and say, listen, if you just made one step forward, one step, and just believe, that's how you feel. How did you get that feeling? Who put it in you? Who put it inside of you to feel this certain way? What made you be who you are? And this is what I'm saying. I'm confessing that our Creator has put something inside of you to succeed with. What we need is faith, boldness to believe it, willing to lay everything down and follow it. Now, if I told you and I was one of these psychics, which you don't know, I could see, and I tell you, listen, if you just pursue it, within 3 years, you'll be able to be at the top of where your game, and life will be so much better. Would you do it? Would you invest that 3 years? Ah, man, 3 years? Yeah, man, if I got to do three. You do it for college. They say to you, well, if you do 4 years after you get out, you're going to be all this, right? And then you find out that was maybe not so true. Maybe it is true. I don't know. But think about it. I feel real strong in my heart. For those that are listening, 3 years. If you made a bold statement to say, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to invest 3 years of my life and listen to what this guy's saying. And I'm going to do it. I really believe because of what I'm saying. And the faithfulness that I have for what God did to my life, He's allowing me to prophesy this into your life. He's allowing me to speak this into those that are hearing and giving you 3 years to literally follow your heart unconditionally and see what God does. Now, if you knew that was true, how many people would do it? Yeah, awesome. What's stopping us? You see? Next thing you know, all these thoughts. I don't have the money. 99.9%, we don't have the money. Don't have the resources to do it. Don't have it. This is where it's not our problem. You see? I'm saying this because I had a strong conviction last April. I had many people come to me and tell me, you should go full time, Jim. And what was my reasons all the time? Can't do it. Need the money. Need the money. The ministry is not big enough to support me. I can't do it. I battled this for many years until I had epiphany. I said, who am I believing? My life is a lie if I don't follow the passion of my heart. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this wasn't my passion before. To live this life, if you asked me 13 years ago, I would have said, no. I'm no preacher, pastor, speaker, God follower, you know, none of that. I'd say no. No, I already got my life planned out. Man, this is what I'm doing. And then pow. And still didn't know what I was supposed to do. And my heart started getting sick. And I'm going to tell you, you're probably feeling the same way I started feeling. I didn't like what I was doing. I didn't like what I was doing. I didn't like it anymore. Yeah, it was making me money. Yeah, it was, but I didn't like it. I knew there was more. I was like, why am I not happy making money? Why am I not happy doing what I'm doing? I used to like it. Why don't I like it anymore? Because my life changed. And I believe your life is changing too. And it's not by accident. And if you're feeling the same way I felt, the problem is we're not willing to let it go and find the life that He wants us to have. Can we take a year off? Can we take 2 years off? Can we take 3 years off? What is holding us to take this time off to pursue what is written on our heart? What is it? going to tell you, we're going to come up with all kinds of excuses, because I did for almost 13 years. 13 years, I battled a strong conviction on my heart to walk away from some things to do what right now, I probably wouldn't turn it in for the world. I'm done. I found what I'm going to do. And if nobody listens to me anymore, it's okay. I'll go sit on the beach somewhere with my umbrella just to keep the sun off me and just ride out the rest of the life. Just ride it out. You're going to find out when God is knocking at your door, okay? God's knocking at your door, whether you like it or not. If you're hearing my voice, if you're out there listening and you hear my voice, you might get this tape a year or two down the road. It might not even be live. But when you get it and you hear my voice, I know that God's knocking at your door. And if he's knocking at your door, you can't run anymore. To make it easy, you might have to quit everything and be a sabbatical. Just shut everything down. Lock yourself up. To find a life, do you think you're willing to lose a year of your life to find one? Are you willing to lose 2 years of your life to find one? I'm saying lose 3 years and pursue what you want. And I believe in those 3 years you're going to have that breakthrough. I'm already in year one. I got a head start on you. But I truly believe it. It happens supernatural. See, you can't do it. You can't do it on your own. You need help. And that your help is not going to come from somebody. Your help is going to come from above. It's the Creator. Your Creator is going to fulfill your destiny. When you listen and see people who have, and this is why I love my God, and I call him my God because it's not a religion, it's a relationship. And when I talk to people who found my God and don't even know it, they don't even know it. And I look at it like, oh, you found my God. Because there was a passion and they gave it all and they followed it. And then their glory came. How many successful people have you heard give their testimonies how they just pursued their dreams? And they had some hard times, but they kept pursuing their dreams. Yep. Now, I know how to do it without hard times. You see? They didn't have to have hard times. They didn't know the truth. See, they didn't know my God. Even though that they were following my God, they didn't know him. That's the difference. That's why they had such a hard time. That's why it didn't come easy. They weren't able to relax and not worry about tomorrow. They weren't able to relax and put their cares away and not be anxious for anything. They waited for opportunity and they were open to follow opportunities. When doors opened up and they were invited, they went in. When they weren't invited, they didn't kick the door open. You see, our Creator has laid things out for us, and we just got to know how to go with the flow. It's a great life. It's a great life when you find it. But not many people find this road. It's thin, it's narrow, it's very hard to find. But you gotta have boldness. You gotta be tough. You know, this isn't for everybody. You gotta be tough. You gotta be willing to let tomorrow and tomorrow's challenges to unfold so that you know how to play that card. You know how to play that game. Something happens, you got to know how to deal with it. You got to find a way to deal with it. And I'm going to tell you right now, he provides. I know it sounds like a storyteller, don't it? Fairy tale, you know? Yeah, okay, all right, yep. But if you just try it, you'll see for yourself, and then you'll be your own testimony. You'll see how God will work out and do things in your own life. We're here to find a relationship with God. That's it. And when I said you can't do it, you can't do it. I meant it. You cannot do it. You need help. And the only help that you're going to get is not from your dad, not from your mom, not from your friends, not from old money or what have you. It's not going to happen. Some, it happens, but it's not going to happen. If it came from old money, you'd probably end up blowing it, making bad investments, something. See, in that book that I talked about, the Bible, God says, I get it to rain on the wicked too. Okay? We have to understand, it's not about wicked, it's not about good, it's not about bad, it's not about right, it's not about wrong. It's not about anything other than relationship. And when you have a desire and you're pursuing happiness and you want peace, you came to a point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Right there, I look at it as our Creator is knocking at your door. And then you have to come to an understanding or an agreement. You have to acknowledge it. I'm sick and tired because my life needs to change. I need to change. I can't keep going on like this and expect different results. I got to change. And the only thing that you really need to change is the way you're thinking. That's it. And if you can change the way you're thinking and think the way I'm telling you to think, you're going to find much greater peace in your life. And as you follow and pursue this happiness and this peace, and it's going to be a lot, it's going to be doing nothing. And those voices and those thoughts are going to come in as if you're a loser and nothing's getting done. And how are you going to do this? And how are you going to do that? You got to battle them. This is where you put your faith in to the Creator. This is where you start saying something foolish that you probably would have never said before. Okay, God, let's go. I'm going to test you. I'm going to try it. I'm going to trust you. Help me here. Help me, God. Now, his words might sound old, but that was religion. This is relationship. This is a whole different ball game here. This is our salvation. This is life. And then when we begin to cry out in our heart, God, I'm sick and tired of living my life the way I'm living it. I'm getting nowhere. I'm fighting and I'm fighting and I feel like I'm not getting ahead. How many of us feel that way? Let's be honest. We're not getting ahead. I'm getting ahead and I'm not even fighting. My getting ahead is enjoying the day, having a happy day, not being worried, not being restricted. See, being able to put today and being able to say, okay, what do you want to do? All right, this is what we're going to do. And he makes a way. See, I live supernaturally. I've had the opportunity now to actually say yes. And I think a lot of us have that same opportunity, but it's holding us back from saying yes. I want a relationship, And the only way that I'm going to get a relationship with God, and I can't see him, and I want to know him, then I got to see these supernatural things happen in my life. I got to see him working through my life. I got to see him give me these desires of my heart. I got to see him work with me. You put this in me. You put a passion in me. You put something in me. Now let's fulfill it. You see? I'm like, God, you created me. You put something in me. Now let's fill it. Let's fill it. Now listen, I'm going to tell you, eventually my life wants to get in some good climate weather. My life, I want to get on that tropical beach somewhere and really hang out and enjoy the poolside. How many people would love that? You might not have my life though. But do you understand what I'm saying? Why not? If it's in you, it's meant to be. If it's in you, it's meant to be. And that's why we're here. To find life. So that we can develop a relationship with our Creator. So that we can bond and realize what He has done for us. Right now, we're lost. If I keep on living, let's say I don't live my life this way anymore, and I keep living on my own. Let's say I succeed, but I'm not going to succeed with happiness. I know it already. I've met men, we were talking about this, I know a great man who worked very well, inherited a business, had a tremendous amount of money, and then ended up blowing his head off. Tell me about it. Go figure. There was something important that was missing. It wasn't the money. It wasn't what he was doing. Obviously, he was sick of what he was doing. He wasn't happy. He had everything. This guy had everything. He had everything. Makes me mad because if I had a couple more minutes with him, I probably would have been able to get him on a different path. But he was lacking. He was lacking the life that he needed inside of him. And we're all going to hit this road. If we don't get this road, listen, you might look back and see some people this way. If you're listening to my voice, you're different. Not everybody's hearing my voice right now. Well, then that's not the one that God is knocking at their door. That's not the one that God is saying, change your life. God may not even care about that person. Who knows? Maybe he had an opportunity. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. But all I care about is the one who hears my voice right now. That's the only one that I'm concerned about because that's the one he's knocking on. And you're going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and that sick and tired, that sickness could take you into death. That sickness can take you into a place of doing something that you really don't want to do. Take a needle, OD. Take scripts, OD. Hang yourself, commit suicide, blow your head off, cut your throat, cut your wrist, start cutting yourself. I can go on and on and on and on. I know. There's like a warning out there. Bloop, 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 bloop. They'll call it the warning light. All we got to do, and I'm going to have to end this message because I see my man up there telling me my time's up for recording purposes, but I'm going to leave it with this. Are you willing to sacrifice 3 years of your life and pursue happiness? You see? Because the way you're going right now, you're never going to get it. You got to be able to be willing to start something new, something that you want, something you desire. And if you don't know what that is, that's even more of a reason for you to just take a moment, a week, and just shut yourself down. And start crying out, what do you want? Now I'm going to tell you what is going to happen when you start saying, what do I want? And these are the things that come first. Money. Because you know that you need it to live. It's something that's embedded in you. It's like one of them curses that you feel as though that you need money. And that's the first thing that you're going to say. Well, I need money. I need money. Okay. Then you're going to now dig deeper. You're going to get past that money part and you're going to say, all right, well, let's forget about money right now. What do I really need and what do I really want to do? And you're going to dig deeper and you're going to dig deeper and you're going to start digging deeper. My prayer is that you get to the root of who you are. What do you really want to do? What do you really want? What is the desire of your heart? That's where we got to start. We got to find the root of the desire of our heart in order to find this life. Because this life will give you a relationship with God, because then we're going to walk with God with it. Because we can't do it. We're not going to get it on our own. I told you that already. You're not going to get it from anybody or anything. If you hear my voice, you're chosen, and only God is going to give you the desires of your heart. That's it. Please believe me, or you would never hear my voice now. That's how strongly convicted I am with this message. And in that, now we say, okay, God, let's go. And in the midst, you're going to need support. So keep hearing my voice, because I will support you in the desire of your heart, because you're going to go off to the left and go off to the right. But if you truly want to find your life, you're going to need guidance. You're going to need someone to encourage, because this is the next thing that happens. Everybody's going to think you're nuts. Everybody's going to think you're crazy. Everybody's going to think you're giving up and quitting. Everybody's going to think that you're becoming a loser. Trust me. And you need to have enough strength to say, no, I'm not. I'm giving myself some time to find what I really want to do. I really want to be. I want to find happiness. I want to pursue happiness. And that may require kicking some people out of your life. You might have to get rid of a girlfriend or a boyfriend if you're a girl, and a girlfriend if you're a guy. You might have to get rid of some people that are causing your heart to be upset and are not supporting you. How about that one? And that's sad and hard to do. But you have to understand the truth so that the truth can set you free. Let's say you have a girlfriend with you and she's just ongoing, won't stop. You guys get in a car accident. You crash. You both die. Guess what? She's going to go her way. You're going to go your way. She cannot save you, and you cannot save her. You have to hold on to that real close, because you know what? You're all alone. You're the only one that matters. That's it, you. And if something is stealing and robbing your life, you're going to have to get rid of it. You need support. You need someone that's going to come alongside of you and encourage you and lift you up. Say, you can do it. If you have enough strength to tune them out, you know, and you like them for those moments and those times, hold on to them. I'm sure some of us got friends, right, that have some good parts there that you like, right? Or they would never be your friend. Well, if you have enough power inside of you, which, you know, you can cry out and say, Lord, you know, I really like this person. I don't want to really get rid of them in my life. Help me to tune them out. Put in my heart, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're talking about. God, help me forgive them because they have no idea what's going on inside of me. Listen, I have few individuals in my life that I'm like, you know what? You're on the thin line of getting out. You're on the borderline of saying, see you later, because I can't continue to live this way. But then I look at it and say, Lord, I don't want that person out of my life right now. There's a lot of good qualities. So help me tune it out. You know, give me that strength to say, you know what? You're just ignorant. You just don't understand what's going on inside of me. I want to pursue this life. I need it. I need it. I need it. When you begin to pursue this life, I want to tell you right now, your mind shuts up. All those chattering thoughts and everything, they shut up. They shut up. You come to a place of peace. Your heart gets stable. It's not troubled. And you're happy. And then you can continue with the day and move on and find a life. This is why we're here, to find a life. This is why we're here. Not to find a carnal life, to find an eternal life. But you got to find a carnal life that leads to eternal life. You got to find this relationship with our Creator to help you find your dreams, to help you find the desires of your heart, to help you and lead you so that relationship is established and you can have eternal life. And that is the truth. So with that being said, if we can just bow our heads for a moment, I want to thank God for Him giving me a life and giving you a life. And I prophetically spoke, if you give Him 3 years, what's 3 years? What's 3 years? You can start right now and be bold. And you'll see. He'll always provide. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for those that are hearing me today. And I ask that you give them that courage to believe and to be bold to walk in your life, to pursue happiness, so that the darkness, the powers of darkness that just want to kill us, destroy us, to separate us from redemption from the beginning of time, don't consume us, and we make it to eternal life. We make it. We make it in that realm of glory. So, Father, I pray that you give them strength. As you gave me strength, give them strength. I pray. Amen and amen. If you're out there listening, continue to tune in to glorytothenations.org and send your questions in, and hopefully I can answer you. But those that have the opportunity to get here, I say get here, because you need to be built in the strength of this truth in order to find the relationship that I'm talking about and to have happiness and peace and righteousness and have a relationship with our Creator and be able to have an eternal life, literally have a life. But I do know this. This is only for the ears that are hearing me, that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. If you're not sick and tired of being sick and tired, this isn't for you. It's just not for you. Because you're not going to give it an effort to make it happen. You're not going to make an effort to find out that it is truth and it is a life. And then you're going to say, you don't have no God. So, God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise.